بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن حسين بن وحوح رضي الله عنه أن طلحة بن البراء رضي الله عنه مرض، فأتاه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعوده فقال: إني لا أرى طلحة إلا قد حدث فيه الموت، فآذنوني به وعجلوا به، فإنه لا ينبغي لجيفة مسلم أن تحبس بين ظهراني أهله. رواه أبو داود. Two aspects of the chapter which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah had introduced. The first aspect we discussed quite at length with the first hadith, that aspect being تعجيل قضاء الدين عن الميت, the hastening, not delaying in the discharging of a debt upon a mayyit, a person who has deceased. As I mentioned, we discussed this quite at length. وَالْمُبَادَرَةُ إِلَىٰ تَجْهِيزِهِ. Second aspect Imam Nawawi rahimahullah raised in his heading is that for the burial or the burial arrangements, there should not be any delay, except in one instance, illa yamuta fujaa, someone passes away all of a sudden. In other words, it was not an anticipated death. He didn't have sickness or anything. All of a sudden he passed away. In that instance, the advice that ulama give, fayutrak, that the deceased should be left a little while, hatta yutayaqqan mawtuhu, until the certainty of his death, of his having actually passed away, is established. The relevance of this, we can see that even with leaps and strides in medical science, up till today we hear of instances, person passed away or was thought to be dead, even carried sometimes to the mortuary or the morgue, and then suddenly the person wakes up. So we find that that is obviously a distinct possibility, so that to avoid that, the advice that is given, that the mayyit should be left a little while. In the instance where it was a sudden death, the person suddenly drops dead, could have been a whole host of medical reasons. Actually, these are just excuses from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but maybe the person hasn't passed away, so you should wait a little while. In any case, the riwayat Imam Nawawi rahimullah brings to establish the latter part of his heading. The narrator is a sahabi, Hussein bin Wahwah. This is an Ansari Sahabi who lived in Medina Munawwara. He became shaheed in the Qadisiyah expedition, which was an expedition against the Iranians in the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He narrates about a youngster amongst the Sahaba. His name was Talha bin Bara radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. This is a very, very interesting youngster, in the sense that as a Mu'isu Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, in his Hayatul Sahaba, under the chapter which deals with the extreme love and devotion that the Sahaba ikram had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he specifically mentions one incident about this youngster, Talha bin Bara radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. As we can see from this incident which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah mentions, this is a youngster who passed away in his youth. He was effusive in his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His age at his demise could not have been more than perhaps 14 or 15 years. Early teens, he passed away. This youngster, once he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and such love he had for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that it's mentioned in the riwayat which Mawlana Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah alayhi highlights in his Hayatul Sahaba. This youngster approached Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inni uhibbuk, inni uhibbuk, inni uhibbuk, ya Rasulullah, I love you, I love you, I love you. And then he began kissing the Mubarak body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until it is mentioned he even kissed the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such was his extreme love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Often we mention, one is our youth today, and one was the youth of that time. The youth of today, we find that there are, if a person is Muslim, exposed a little bit to environment of deen or masjid, then definitely even a person with a spark of iman in his heart will say that I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But what is the manner in which we express that love? What is the direction, or where should we be devoting our energies? Like for example, my Jamaat this weekend, we were in Northern Natal. I met one person, I think it was after Asr on Saturday. So he says, you know, my blood boils. My blood boils when I see this K-way. So I said, what is K-way? So he says, you know, then he said, obviously like a joke, he said, no, Katani way. So I said, he said, I see the Tabligh Jamaat brothers, they're wearing these K-way jackets. And don't they realize that how many of our Muslims are being slaughtered in Palestine, and how much of this company is contributing towards that genocide which is taking place. So boycott, don't boycott, or drink Coke or buy Coke or whatever it is that is going on, that is in its place. Obviously it's an expression. Any Muslim's heart cannot be pleased. In fact, it is part of Iman that our heart should be crying. But one is, where are we directing our energies? I remember a few years ago, one youngster, here in the bottom of Brickfield Road, I was turning into Crescent Street, so he took a lift with me, jumped into the car. And he says, Maulana, you know, shouldn't we be boycotting Coke? Boycott, like I said, boycott or don't boycott, that's a separate issue. Obviously, in whatever way we can, we should try and assist our brothers and sisters and identify with their plight. But majority of our energy should be directed where? This youngster, if I have to describe him, he had jeans and t-shirt on. He had just taken his Ray-Bans on and put it in his pocket. Boycott or don't boycott, but from head to toe, where is the sunnah? A few years ago, there was an Islamic conference in a first world Muslim country. They had the during the intermission, they had meals served or refreshments served by young teenage girls. They were wearing body-hugging t-shirts, which leave nothing to the imagination, tight jeans. And on the jeans was written the message, on the t-shirt was written the message, that if you think that I am hot, then the fire of hell is hotter. Today you get youngsters, they want to march, boycott, raise chanting slogans, intermingling occurring on the one side, boys and girls intermixing. We are suddenly the champions of Islam. Flags are being raised. We're going to raise the flag of Islam. Next morning at the time of Fajr, when the Azan of Fajr is called out, that champion of Islam who's going to raise the flag of Islam can't raise the 50-ounce blanket off his body and go to the masjid. What flag of Islam are we going to raise? We have to understand the plight of the Muslims, that's in its place. But this is a wake-up call for us. Allah Ta'ala tells us one principle, and that the Quran is haq, it's the absolute truth. And in the Quran, Allah's sunnah is explained, إِيَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهِ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. If Allah's help is with you, no one can overpower you. You will never be disgraced. You will never be humiliated like this if Allah's help is with you. وَإِيَخْذُلْكُمْ فَمَنْ الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِي. And if Allah abandons you, then who is going to help you? Allah is asking. If Allah abandons you, who is going to help you? So we want to address the plight. We want to identify with the pain, understand the cause. The cause is Allah's nusrat is not with us. And how is Allah's nusrat going to come? How are the conditions actually going to change? Ati'ullah wa ati'ur rasul. Ati'ullah wa ati'ur rasul. Love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Identifying with the cause of Islam is not empty slogans. Not just boycotting. When from head to toe, our lives have emulated the enemies of Islam and there is no sunnah. Allah says, obey Allah. Obey Allah. Obey His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La'allakum turhamun. Allah's help will come. Allah's mercy will come. Tide will change. Yusuf Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, in the 60s he said, till the majma of Juma Salah and Fajr Salah is not the same. Till that time the tide is not going to change. Because Allah's help, protection of Islam, protection of Muslims, dignity of Islam and Muslims is linked to Iman and Amal. The effort has to be primarily on iman and amal. Main to aashiq-e rasool hu, I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's easy to say. What is the proof? Coming back to this incident, Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah, he mentions about Talha bin Bara radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ya Rasulullah, I love you. Ya Rasulullah, I love you. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kisses the Mubarak body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he says something. That not only for the youth, for every one of us, what he said should be written down in gold. Beautiful principle. He said, Murni bima ahbabta fala a'si laka amra. Ya Rasulullah, I love you. So command me with what is beloved to you. My love for you will never allow me to disobey you. Command me with that which is beloved to you. Because my love for you will never allow me to disobey you. So that is love. That love which translates itself into itaat, into obedience, into adherence to sunnah. Where the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam becomes beloved to us. That is true love. We want conditions to change. Allah has kept, given us the formula. Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Like I said, today, mashallah, energies of the ummah are being directed. We feel we're going to address the plight in those avenues. That is in its place. The real addressing of the plight is to bring the ummah back to the masjid. Bring the ummah back onto sunnah. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Man salla subha fi jama'atin, fahuwa fi dhimmatillah. He said, make your fajr salah with jama'at. Make your fajr salah with jama'at, you will be in the direct protection of Allah. So if the ummah, its majority, its masses, have to make fajr salah with jama'at, Allah is promising that his zimma, his mantle of protection will come. Allah takes upon himself the responsibility of the protection of the umumi ummah. So we've tried the other way, humiliating ourselves in front of the enemies of Islam, looking for Muslim rulers who today are corrupt and have sold their souls to solve the problem. We've tried other avenues, turned in other directions. The only real avenue and direction, come back to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bring the ummah back onto the obedience of Allah and the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba used to say that when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that Allah will raise you with whom you love, they were overjoyed. Allah Ta'ala mentions this in the Quran. We will raise you with whom? فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. We will raise you with the Anbiya, with the Siddiqeen, with the Shuhada, with the Salihin. We will raise you with those whom you love. When? Not when it is lip service love. What does the Quran say? وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. The one who obeys Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love cannot just stay on the tongue. May to aashiq-e rasool ho, and from head to toe you are emulating the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May to aashiq-e rasool ho, and from head to toe, not in your dressing, not in your home, not in your lifestyle, is there any adherence to sunnah? Sunnah is not coming in your life. And more important, what is the greatest sunnah? The cry of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's concerned how one person can be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah. Today we don't even identify with that. Look at his life. What was his life? His life was harkat. His life was movement. His entire legacy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was this movement, this dar, putting himself onto movement, putting sahaba. Anyone who came into contact with him, when they accepted Islam, immediately he put them onto harkat and movement. If that aspect has come out of our lives, how can we be true and sincere in our claims to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Classical example, unfortunately, we run out of time, is this incident of this young sahabi. One, like I said, one was the youth of that time, other was the youth of now. That time's youth, Ya Rasulullah, I love you, so command me with whatever you want. Command me with that which is beloved to you, because my love for you will never allow me to disobey you. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanAllah.